What separates the truly exceptional investors from everyone else? It's not genius-level IQ, complex algorithms, or privileged access to information. Howard Marks built a $150-plus billion empire on something far more elusive, the wisdom to know what he doesn't know. While most investors chase the next hot stock or try to time market peaks, Marks advocates a radically different approach, one that acknowledges uncertainty, embraces contrarian thinking, and prioritizes not losing money over making spectacular gains. This philosophy isn't just theoretical. Warren Buffett reads every memo Marks writes, admitting he learns something new each time. What makes this approach so powerful is its counterintuitive nature. The path to superior returns runs through understanding risk, accepting limitations, and doing what feels uncomfortable when everyone else feels confident. First-level thinking is simple. Find a good company and buy its stock. But millions reach the same conclusion. That insight is already priced in. You're joining the crowd, not discovering value. Second-level thinking asks deeper questions. This company is great, but has enthusiasm driven the price too high? What outcomes aren't others considering? It examines probability ranges, consensus expectations, and how pricing reflects those beliefs. It's the difference between seeing a popular restaurant and analyzing whether the line justifies paying triple the normal price. The uncomfortable truth: achieving above-average returns requires holding non-consensus views and being proven correct. When everyone believes an investment is risky, their reluctance keeps prices low, making it safer. When everyone believes something is safe, collective enthusiasm inflates prices beyond reason, making it dangerous. Markets efficiently incorporate information quickly, but that doesn't mean they're always right. The dot-com bubble and housing crisis prove widespread agreement doesn't guarantee correctness. The challenge isn't hidden information. Everyone accesses the same data. The challenge is human psychology preventing objectivity. During euphoric periods, investors believe they can achieve higher returns simply by taking more risk, forgetting that if riskier investments reliably produced superior returns, they wouldn't actually be riskier. Before investing, ask, why do bargains exist when thousands of sophisticated investors are searching? The best opportunities emerge where others can't or won't invest, particularly unfashionable assets that institutional investors avoid. Without estimating intrinsic value, successful investing becomes pure luck. The rule, buy low, sell high, is meaningless without a reference point. That reference point is value. Value investors focus on current worth based on assets and cash flows. Growth investors seek securities whose value will increase rapidly. Both approaches require understanding genuine worth. The distinction is between value today and value tomorrow. No asset is so exceptional that it can't become a terrible investment when purchased too expensively. The Nifty 50 stocks of the early 1970s, America's finest companies, trading at price-to-earnings ratios of 80 to 90, proved this. Despite representing quality businesses, investors who ignored valuation suffered 90% losses when ratios collapsed. Price must be your starting point. While fundamental value should determine prices long-term, two forces dominate short-term: technicals, non-fundamental supply and demand like forced selling, and psychology. During bubbles, people abandon value considerations entirely. Most investors stumble by mistaking objective merit for investment opportunity. A high-quality asset can be a terrible purchase, and a low-quality asset can be excellent. Academia defines risk as volatility, price fluctuations measured by standard deviation. This definition exists because it's quantifiable, not because it captures what investors actually fear: permanent capital loss and inadequate returns, not temporary price swings. Risk is fundamentally subjective. Beyond permanent loss, it includes falling short of goals, underperforming benchmarks, career risk, unconventionality, and illiquidity. What seems risky to one investor might be perfectly acceptable to another. Risk doesn't stem from weak fundamentals. Even weak assets can succeed if purchased cheaply enough. Rather, risk emerges from psychology that's too positive and prices that are too high. Pedestal of popularity investments may deliver initially, but carry enormous downside risk. Measuring risk presents profound challenges. It's subjective, an educated guess, not a fact. Most importantly, risk can't be measured definitively even after the fact. Your portfolio's performance under one scenario reveals nothing about countless alternative histories that might have unfolded. High risk correlates directly with high prices. For value investors, elevated risk and low prospective returns are inseparable. Yet during bull markets, people embrace risk without adequate compensation. Few things are more dangerous than the widespread belief that risk has disappeared. It drives prices to bubble levels and encourages reckless behavior. Risk cannot be eliminated. It merely gets transferred. Risk arises as investor behavior alters markets, bidding up assets, lowering prospective returns, and ceasing to demand adequate risk premiums. This creates what Marx calls the perversity of risk. Investors' increasing confidence creates more to worry about. Outstanding investors distinguish themselves through risk control as much as return generation. Great investors take risks less than commensurate with their returns, demonstrating consistency and avoiding disasters across decades. Risk control remains invisible during good times because risk itself is covert. The possibility of loss becomes observable only when negative events occur. Like germs that cause illness only when they take hold, risk produces loss only when adversity strikes. The absence of loss doesn't mean risk was absent. An excellent investor might achieve identical or slightly lower returns than peers while bearing significantly less risk. However, this accomplishment remains subtle during stable markets when risk isn't tested. Since good years typically outnumber bad ones, risk control's cost and foregone returns can seem excessive. Yet prudent investors value it even when unnecessary, like homeowners who feel good about insurance despite never experiencing a fire. The investor's job is intelligently bearing risk for profit. Like life insurance companies, successful investors recognize risks, analyze them, diversify appropriately, and ensure they're well compensated for bearing them. The road to investment success runs through risk control more than aggressiveness. Results are determined more by avoiding losers than finding spectacular winners. Superior investing requires diverging from the crowd. Warren Buffett advises greater prudence when others show less, the essence of contrarianism. Markets swing between extremes driven by herd behavior. At these extremes, most people are wrong. Investment success requires buying when others hate assets and selling when they love them. Contrarianism isn't automatically profitable. Overpriced markets can remain that way for years, and the pain when trends move against you can be excruciating. Successful contrarianism must be based on rigorous analysis. You must understand why the crowd is wrong, not merely bet against them. The most profitable actions feel uncomfortable precisely because most people aren't doing them. When everyone believes something is a great investment, widespread enthusiasm has likely limited further appreciation. Superior investors find quality others don't appreciate and wait patiently for markets to recognize it, a process requiring unconventionality, perception, and willingness to be lonely. The best opportunities emerge from what most others won't touch. Our goal isn't finding good assets, but good buys. Bargains typically display obvious defects, resulting from investor irrationality or incomplete understanding. They're little known and poorly understood, fundamentally questionable on the surface, controversial or frightening, unpopular and unloved, and subject to disinvestment rather than accumulation. Patient opportunism, waiting for bargains rather than chasing investments, is often your best strategy. Unlike batters, investors don't have to swing. They can wait indefinitely for the perfect pitch. In a culture obsessed with prediction, successful investors embrace a radical truth. The future is fundamentally unknowable. Markets cycle, economies fluctuate, unexpected events reshape everything. But predicting when remains impossible. This realism liberates rather than constrains. Those who recognize uncertainty's permanence invest differently. They diversify, hedge, and maintain reserves, positioning themselves to survive crashes and capitalize on opportunities. Superior results come not from predicting the unpredictable, but from understanding where we stand in each cycle. When others exhibit reckless confidence, they become cautious. When fear dominates, they turn aggressive. Consistent investment success runs through defense, not offense. It means investing scared, worrying about losses, acknowledging what you don't know, preparing for surprises. It means insisting on margin for error and building portfolios that withstand disappointment. This approach won't generate the highest highs, but it avoids the lowest lows. Over decades, that consistency compounds into wealth built not on lucky bets, but on wisdom, discipline, and the courage to stand apart. Knowing what you don't know isn't a limitation, it's your greatest competitive advantage.